My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This piece originally aired in 2017. I never thought to play it again, until now. This is a tribute to T. Michael Mutz, who used to do radio on the other side of the Big River. If you heard him back in the day, you'll remember how good he was. And if you didn't, well, that's too bad. You just have to take my word for it. He was something special. Well, you're pretty beat up now, aren't you, old friend? Nothing seems to be working like it should. That limp has become a drag, has become a bed-bound body, with sores and aches where there just shouldn't be aches. But I still think of you as storming around the barnyard or howling into a studio mic on the air when you were the radio man. You were so good at entertaining us, so good with that rasp of a radio voice, turning it sweet when the mood or the music or the muse moved you. You had us in the palm of your hand, and we liked it there. Did you know that? Did you know you had us? Of course you did. That's part of the reason you were so good at it. Felt good, didn't it? Felt powerful and fragile at the same time, didn't it? You were walking the wire without a net, trying to keep your heart in your chest, wondering if the audience could hear your pulse race. Fade that track, read the promo, start the quiz. Tell us for the umpteenth time that those of us living in your house were not eligible to answer the trivia puzzler. We'd call anyway, always with the right answer, just to play around with you. Let me tell you, radio man, it was the fondest dream of us in the audience to get you back on the air for just a little while, get you back for more of the laughs and smiles and groans and sighs that you caused us. You made radio a two-way street. Only the really good DJs can do that. And you were really good. And now you tell me it's hard to move, even more difficult understanding why you should even try to move. Well, I don't have a better answer other than that we still need you. And if I choose to keep you in my mind as the irascible curmudgeon you pretended to be, the stronger than tobacco and rye tough guy, the guy who could talk the night to sleep and play us out with a little Brahms or Stevie Ray Vaughan, well, so be it. It's not easy here on the other side, the more or less helpless side of the planet, wondering whether the next report will bear good news or delays, relief or another page of pain. It's not a new thought to say that humor comes in part from heartache. So when I look at the years in which I have found myself making the two of us laugh, I know from whence those laughs came. I've been trying to cover for you, old friend. Figured if I kept the room in stitches, you'd have the chance to forget your body for a minute or a day. I guess I'm falling down here. It's incredible how overwhelming it can be when one steps off the stage for a minute. But you know that too, don't you? I'm not going to let you off the hook, you know. I love the radio man too much to let him wither. And I don't give a hoot what your body looks like. I've still got the same tough guy in his mud kickers in my mind. It doesn't matter that your famous voice cracks now and then, that the timing is a little off, and that so many words in their intricacy have become the enemy. I've got the smooth talker locked right here in my heart. All those hours, all that music, all the joy you gave us around the kitchen table, they're still mine. I've got the radio man safely tucked away, somewhere between memories and love, the place where I keep all my heroes. Well, that's what I wrote 5 years ago when he could still hear me. Radio man died last week. I will love him always and forever.